Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He's the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUST campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
All right, so tonight, I just want to talk to you shortly about the Holy Spirit and dreams. Okay, let me go. It's like I'm not excited at all. It is very important to understand that Jesus said it and it must happen. Many people don't take their dreams serious, and that is why they are not really experiencing mighty things from God. Now, who has ever had a dream before? Not the one you after you had Benko. That one, it was an inspiration from Benko. It was not a dream. If not for the fact that you guys are grown-ups, I would have asked you all to sit down as children, but you are grown-ups, so. No, you are not children. You know, if you were children, you wouldn't have asked me. You see, I said it, but you didn't. But you see, you stand. Please stand. You see, I applied force before. So you are not children, stand. You've been disqualified from grief. Oh, please stand. Hey, now, can we go into scriptures? Joel 2:28. You must, please don't joke with this message tonight. It is very important you take it serious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the most wisest king of all time became the wisest king because he had a dream. What you take lightly, somebody took it serious and his life changed forever. What do you think?
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so Joel 2:28. Who is there?
Joel 2:28.
Okay.
Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people.
Who is talking?
Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
So now, this is the effect of, having realized that for some time, I've been talking about the Holy Spirit. And now, Jesus is saying that he will pour out his spirit upon all.
Yes.
And these are the effects. These are things you will see. Or these are the indicators. These are things to know if the Holy Ghost is in your midst. Or these are the things to know if you have the Holy Spirit. So read it again.
Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon
you. You see, the moment I mention a scripture, you just open your Bible because you have the Bible. You see, if you are here and you have a Snapchat, you don't have the Bible, you're a fool. I will not say sorry. It's not wisdom to have Snapchat, not have a Bible. Then what are you using your brains for? What do you think? In the soft one, I know what this is. Hey. Now, when you're doing this, man, what do you think? What do you think? I'll read on quickly.
I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
Now, when the spirit of God comes, these are the signs that shows that the spirit of the Lord has come upon you. When you read 2 Samuel, I believe chapter 6, verse 10, talks about the fact that prophet Samuel was talking to Saul and said, when the Holy Ghost has come, this will be the signs. And the Bible talks, he spoke about the signs when the Holy Ghost came upon him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And do what the prophet was talking about, the fact that when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, these will be the signs. Number one.
Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
Your sons and daughters will do what?
Prophesy.
Did he say pastors? How many of you believe in your sons and daughters of God? So when we say prophet, you are one.
Wow.
What's wrong with you, amen?
Amen.
I hope it's okay with deep for me. Oh, I shall come. You know, because you come to see a good year more. Yeah. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will
prophesy.
How many are going to prophesy from today? Now, the greatest form of prophecy is to hear from God and speak. Now, you see, when we say prophecy, it's not just maybe an angel speaking into your ears. That's another form. Prophecy is just knowing what God is saying through his word and reoccurring it. What do you think?
Wow.
Or prophecy is being inspired by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Ghost inspires you to say what God wants you to say. And as children of God, you must understand that as far as you have the Holy Spirit, you have the ability to prophesy. Let me repeat it. As children of God, as far as you have the Holy Spirit, you have the ability to prophesy. Now, I remember, I think on Monday, do you want to hear?
Yes.
He came to me and said, Papa, something happened. I said, what happened? He said he went to a room for evangelism. And after he was done praying, when he was about to end the prayer, he heard a voice bedwetting. He was like, hey, what is it? So he asked, is there anybody here with bedwetting? And two guys said, yes. No, he said, what dream? Sorry. He heard the word. Now, who spoke to him? The Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Ghost is not for men of God. It's for all. All those who believe in Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. The Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's what Jesus said. I will not leave you as orphans. He didn't say, I will not leave the prophets as orphans. I will not leave the pastor. I said, I will not leave my children as orphans. So that means anyone who is here without the Holy Spirit to God, you are an orphan. Because in the beginning, there was a relationship between God and man. The Bible declares that, and the voice kulai. Now, do you get a revelation? The Bible says in the book of Genesis, and the voice of God came walking in the garden, and the voice spoke to Adam. So in the beginning, all this while, in the beginning of Christ, after God made man, it was always the voice of God talking to man. But when man fell, man lost the voice. So Jesus came to reconnect us back to the voice we had in Genesis. And that's the voice of the Holy Spirit. It was that same voice that said, Adam, where are you? Now, somebody may be saying, but of course, I'm not feeling that voice now. You're feeling it, but you don't know. Now, how many of you have realized that anytime you're about to say something tells you, you always call it something, but it's the Holy Spirit. Now, your relation with him grows when you now identify him as a Holy Spirit, not something. The more you call him something, the more his voice becomes dim to you. But the moment you see him as a person, the more his voice becomes very loud to you. So what amplifies his voice in your life is you no longer refer to him as something. Something told me this. Something said, now, do you know what happened? A lady sent me a testimony today. Probably I may read it on Moment of Hope. She said her network has been bad. And yesterday, like, she wanted to join Moment of Hope. So she went out. I don't know whether she's here. I think she's home. So she went out, tried finding a network, even on radio. Then she joined. And when she joined, she heard me say, share the link. And she went to one of our pages and she copied the link. She said, when she lifted up her head, she said, a snake. And she said, oh, let me go and pick a stick. She moved another feather, another snake.
Hey.
What told her to lift the head? The Holy Spirit.
Wow.
But you see, if you don't know, you always fall. That's what Jesus said. Pray that you do not fall. Now, to pray simply means, now, anytime a man prays, you are allowing the Holy Ghost to influence your life. A prayerless person will always be moved by the carnality, which is the flesh. But the more you become prayerful, you'll be full of the Holy Ghost. Do you get it?
Oh, yes.
Or you don't get it?
Get it.
Forget about it. How many want to hear from the Holy Ghost? So my son, he went for evangelism. And after preaching to the guys in their rooms, he just said, what dreams? And he asked, is there anybody here? And there was somebody, two guys. And he told them, from today, you'll not see it again. Now, there are different kinds of manifestations through which the Holy Ghost can decide to speak to you. And one of the ways the Holy Ghost can decide to speak to every one of us is through our dreams. So in the last days, Acts chapter 2 verse 17 says, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And you see, the reason I'm teaching this is because we are in the last days. And many of us, God has been telling you things, but you're not even recognizing that this is even God. Do you know that you can even look at the tree and God will be talking to you? If you have not learned the voice of God, you'll be missing what the blessings of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So what qualifies you as a child of God is when you, it's not when you call yourself as a Christian. It is your ability to decode the voice of the Holy Ghost. Are you here?
Yes.
Oh, you don't like my message?
Love it.
So in Acts chapter 2, verse 27, in the last days, we're in the last days. Last day simply means dark days. God says, now who say? God. I will pour out my Holy Spirit upon all people. And this will be the effect, or this will be the sign that the Holy Spirit is upon people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Will prophesy simply means that they will be filled with the Holy Ghost and they'll be influenced in their speakings by the Holy Ghost. Now, prophecy is when the Holy Ghost influences the things you say. That's prophecy. Not all prophets see. Some of them, it's me, mom, say, I come. Every one of you should be able to prophesy. Why? You are a carrier of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said, now in Acts chapter 2, the verse 37, the Bible declares that when the disciples were, when Peter preached, the people said, men and brethren, how can we? And he said, be baptized and be, I said, repent and be baptized, and you shall receive the promise. What is the promise? The Holy Ghost. So if you are here, you don't have the Holy Spirit. It means you have not repented of your sins. That to repent means to change your ways. Now, the reason why some of us here, we are not even really experiencing the voice of the Holy Ghost, is because we have not actually changed our ways. And the Holy Ghost does not muddy himself. He is a Holy Spirit. So anyone who is in a mud can't hear his voice. So for you to hear his voice, he must wash you first. So the blood washes you and the Holy Ghost speaks to you. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will
prophesy.
Will
prophesy.
Tell somebody from today, I'm prophesying. Do you know what prophecy is? When you wake up in the morning, when there is sickness, and the Holy Ghost says, say, I'm strong.
Oh, yes.
Like in the face of adversity, instead of you to speak the language of men, the Holy Ghost now comes upon you to speak the language of God.
Yes.
That's prophecy. Prophecy is when Mary is saying, how can it be? And the angel said, the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Prophecy is when you're in the valley of Bible, God says, speak life. So to be a man or woman of the Holy Ghost is to be a man who speaks in line of the Holy Ghost. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
So that is when you wake up in a family, they tell you things are bad, you tell them no. Why? With God simply means with the Holy Spirit. All things are possible. There is nothing like this is not possible with the Holy Ghost. It is always in the language of men, but in the language of God, it is not so. Say, hey. How many of you are getting the understanding of prophecy? We have the gift of knowledge and we have the word of knowledge. The gift of knowledge and the word of knowledge is when somebody says, Audini, Genevieve. They say, hey, Audini. That's word of knowledge. That means the person has, the Holy Ghost can even take you to that dimension where he makes you see things about people. Like, for instance, when I'm on a moment of hope, he can tell me things about, there is somebody here, there is somebody here. Like, for instance, one day I was on set and he said, there is somebody, your mother has a wound on the leg. God is healing it. And the lady tells me, God has healed it.
Wow.
Do you get it? How many people on that dimension?
Hey.
When your mother says, me quay, but, or call restaurant, or kodidi.
Hey.
I say, man, no. Okay, plus two. Holy Ghost, I catch him, is here. May you receive that gift.
I receive it.
Oh, you don't like it?
I like it.
That's the gift of the word of knowledge. We will come to the gift of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Ghost can decide to give you a gift. Maybe some of you, you even have a gift, but you don't know. So when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will begin to prophesy. Then your young men will see. This is one of the things I love. Seeing visions. Hey, it's as if you are asleep. It's as if you are not asleep. And God, and your eyes are open. How many want visions?
Yeah.
Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream. So this is the effect of the Holy Spirit when it comes. Prophetic things will start happening. Dreams will start happening. Those who were not dreaming will begin to dream.
Yeah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Dreams are prophetic streams God uses to communicate to us as his children. It is either a revelation about his will for our lives. So sometimes when God wants to show you, maybe probably God has been telling you, it is not a question, don't date him. But you see, do you know, some of you have been having promptings.
Oh, yeah.
But you see, you are not paying attention because you're in love with six packs.
Hey.
Ah, Oba. And some of you probably a door has been open for you to go to UK. Now to you that's a breakthrough, but to God is a trap. So God will come to you in a dream and tell you, no, don't go. So when UK me say don't go. Ah, Pastor Charles. And say men are coming, sir. Your ways are not God's ways. Neither your thought is thought. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are the ways of God. Just because it is abroad does not mean God is there. Your success is not in abroad, it is in the will of God. So for what I'm trying to teach you is that when on that day, when God judges you, he will not judge you by the number of countries you went. He will judge you by his will for your life you accomplished. Yes. And that's why many people find themselves wanting. What we call actually a breakthrough to God may be nothing. So dreams are prophetic streams through which God uses to communicate to us, number one, to reveal his will for our lives. How many of you know God has a will for your life? Well, how many of you know? As we are here, God has a will. A will means a plan, an agenda. What do you think? So through dreams, God can reveal his will for your life. Number two, God can give you an instruction through dreams. Number three, God can give you direction to, you see, that's what you have to, whenever you are coming, you have to type or write. Oh. If not, you may miss the voice of God. Do you know that as I'm talking, I'm prophesying to you the word of God. I see, you're not writing. Always come with a book to write. See, it is the word of God. Do you know that we wouldn't have known what happened in Genesis if they have not written it down? So you may also miss something if you're not writing. Everything. So through dreams, God reveals his will for our lives. Through dreams, God gives us instruction. Through dreams, God gives us direction. And sometimes he reveals the evil plots of the enemy to you. How many of you would want God to reveal to you evil plots? Like maybe probably you are in a room, but you don't know that there's an evil plot. God can show it to you. May God reveal to you tonight.
Amen.
That'll be our prayer for 5 minutes. You know, you remember a moment of what we prayed that prayer, the Holy Ghost should show us. And the guy sent me a testimony that God revealed to him in a dream that night after a moment of hope. Yes. God, do you know what God did? God revealed to him the root of his problem. And number one, God showed that he, number one, he was part of it. I don't know if the person is here. He said, God showed that, number one, he is part of his problem. Do you know that if God doesn't show you that you are the part of the problem, you may blame others for your problem. So that's why it is important that anytime you sleep, God should show you something.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't say amen.
Amen.
Let me go to moment of
hope.
Oh, you don't like dreams. So we will show that I'm not making it wrong. God knows your address, so he doesn't need to use somebody to send you a message. Now, can I say this? God only uses people to draw your attention. He is God. Even DHL knows address. How much more God? Are you getting me? He knows your room number. So if God wants to speak to you, kissing, he walks to you and says, my dear, so before you get up, you know what you're supposed to be before. Because in the dream of the night, God came to you. What made Joseph was a dream? Joseph knew where he was going. So now you see, many of us, and the reason why we keep sinning about this, because God has not shown us our future. If God is to give you a glimpse into your future, there are things you will not venture. Am I talking to somebody? If God is to show you that probably you're going to become a prime minister, do you think that some guys will let them see your nakedness? But you see, the absence of certain prophetic dreams and visions make us walk in error. So the reason why Joseph said to Potiphar's wife, I can't do this, it was not just, I fear God, I know what God has shown me. So inherently, I know what God has shown me, and in a vision you were not part, so I can't let you be part. The woman was not part. Remember, now let's go. Can we see some instances in the Bible? Have you seen some instances in the Bible? Who wants a nice offer banner? Baba and I were in a jacket to be adding. Now, how many want to have a dream tonight? You see, some of you where there is poverty in your house, but you may look at your crabby. So, if God is speaking to you through so many signs and he's not getting your attention, one of the things he would want to do is to bring you pictures. Me, I remember sitting, I was in school some years ago, and I inside when I was preparing to go to school with my bowler, you know, tea and bread. You remember that? And when my school back, I remember I was a small boy. When I was about to, my mom said, I should stand there. They're about to take me a picture. I said, ah. And there was a man in there. And I said, oh, I have to tell you, come a black one, you know. I said, Gina, you see. You see, the reason why I remember is because it is something I can relate with. So sometimes, if you're not matured in the things of the spirit, God gives you dreams just to get your attention. Hello. Now, let's look at some instances in the Bible God spoke to people through dreams. So that when God speaks to you, when you wake up, you know that this is the voice of God. It is either God is showing you his will for your life. It is either God is giving you direction for your life. It is either God is giving you instruction. I told you earlier that the reason why Joseph was able to overcome a temptation was because severally God revealed to him in a dream what his future would be. So as a result of that, the guy knew that he couldn't just be like anybody because of a dream, which was God's voice to him. So even in a strange land, in the absence of his father and mother, there was a dream. So when God gives you a dream, it's like giving you, it's like, you can't forget it. If it is from God, you can't forget it. Even your ex, you can't forget that broken heart he gave you. How much more a vision from God? Can you forget what he did against you? You can't. When he actually used a lady's preacher as his screensaver, when you were actually there. Forgive him, okay? Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. So how many of you want to know the will of God for your life? The Holy Ghost can use dreams to talk to you. May he appear to you in a dream.
Amen.
Hey, I said, it's when a man of God is praying like this.
Amen.
I've taught you that when a man of God releases a word, what you do is you shout what?
Amen.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 12.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 12.
Uh-huh.
When it was time to leave,
uh-huh,
they returned to their own country by another route. For God had warned them in a dream not to return to.
Now, this is Joseph and Mary. Now, Mary was fortunate to have an open vision. Open vision is when you are seeing something. Yeah, again, like, for instance, you are there, you are seeing an angel one-on-one. It's like, so with Mary, she was fortunate to see an angel. May you see an angel?
Amen.
Like, you are there in your room, and then you come and tap your aunt. All your friends will be asleep, and as for you there, you'll be seeing the angel.
Amen.
I'm prophesying to the girl, so.
Amen.
Who say amen?
Amen.
We are never being come on. Yes. Mary spoke to an angel one-on-one. That same God has not here. He can also send you an angel.
Amen.
May God send you an angel.
Amen.
Then, with her boyfriend, he didn't have a yagani. It was a dream. All through Joseph's life, God spoke to Joseph through a dream. His decision to stick with Mary was a dream. Do you know why the guy left you? There was no dream. But on a more serious note, you realize that when Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, he made a decision. And the Bible said that same night, God sent an angel. By this time around, it was in a dream. So angels can come to you in a dream or in the daytime. As well, you can even meet an angel. Well, now let me say this. If God can cause donkeys to see an angel, you are more than a donkey.
Oh, yes.
I thought you were going to say an amen.
Amen.
How many of you want to be there? You're like, you're in a dilemma. You want to make a decision. Lord, should I go to the U.S.? Some of you don't even pray about it. Yes, and I was talking to a pastor friend of mine. We spoke for 40 something minutes. He's in Canada. He says, if you know anybody, can you tell them to stay? I said, bro. You see, and I told him, saying, if you tell them, okay, so blocking this, I told them, an embra. Remember when they were returning to Egypt, read it again. This is the dream. Remember I said, God can give you direction through what?
Dreams.
God can give you instruction through?
Dreams.
God can reveal to his will to you through?
Dreams.
When it was time to leave.
When it was time for them to leave Egypt, back.
They returned to their own country by another route. For God had warned them in a dream.
For them to even change the route with which they were coming with. It was God who said, don't use this road. Do you know that the wise men who came to see Jesus, God came to them in a dream and said, don't go back to Pharaoh. Herod said, which one was it? Herod or Pharaoh? Isn't it not amazing that the man was planning to kill Jesus, oh, baby Jesus, and God appeared to the wise men and said, don't go back there. So that means that if not for the dream, they would have gone to report. May God appear to your helpers in the dream.
Amen.
Are you enjoying the message? I'm telling them, when the Holy Ghost is present in your life, one of the benefits of your relationship with him, he shows you things in a dream. So sometimes before you sleep, you get a book, you put it by your bedside. Holy Ghost, I am about to sleep. Now, anytime your body shuts down, your spirit is awake. Yes. That's the advantage of sleeping. It's not now to say to a motor, now to teach you a motor. No. It is a moment God takes advantage, because probably in the daytime you are seeing many bad things. So even if God is showing something, you're not even seeing it. But in a dream, your ears, nobody's talking to you. So everything is shut down. Then the heavens are open. Joseph was about to leave Mary. No. What do you mean you are pregnant? What? The guy was yobbing, and God said, hey, look at this boy. So that night he went and sat somewhere thinking. His friends came and said, tell me, you see, Frank was some free. Mary, oh, M, maybe Mary's nickname was M. You know, Lady M. Lady M, animal. Tell her, I'm a believer. So Joseph was speaking pigeon. Then Joseph was planning to leave Mary. Then in the dream of the night, do you have it? In the dream of the night, look at this.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. The birth of Jesus Christ took place like this. Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. Before they enjoyed the wedding rites, Joseph discovered that she was pregnant. And it was the Holy Spirit, but he did not know that.
It was who?
The Holy Spirit.
But
so it was the Holy Spirit that made Mary pregnant. And so Joseph didn't know that. Quickly.
Joseph charged Noble, because he was determined to take care of things quietly so that Mary would.
It will jam a cool line. It's Mary personal Christmas number. It is over. Yes. It is what?
Over.
He was determined to take care of things quietly.
He was determined to take care of things what?
Quietly.
Now, quickly, huh?
So that Mary would not be disgraced. While he was trying to figure things out.
Now, whilst he was planning to figure things out,
he had a dream.
He had what?
A dream.
It may be all the man of family then. And then I'm so on a diet. That same God who made Mary pregnant was the same God who visited me in the dream. Don't just sleep. Sleep with the mindset that God is about to show you something.
Amen.
I told you earlier, what made Joseph's life a different life was the dreams he kept having. What made Daniel's life a different life was the dreams and visions he kept having. Let me tell you the truth. What makes a man run in life is a dream. If you are not living for a dream, you are wasting your life. When I say dream, it's not just sleeping. Even a dream, maybe what you are dreaming of becoming in life. It is what keeps a man running. Imagine a personal man, as a personal, you know, young girl, you have a personal dream you want to achieve in life. It is, you see, these are another form of dream whereby God puts certain, you know, like, it is God who placed it there. Yeah, he just stirred your heart up. We call it a stirring of heart. You wanted to become a lawyer, it was God who put it there. So the dream of you becoming a lawyer, it was God. But with this, maybe one now so now, but
while he was trying to figure things out, he had a dream.
He had a what?
A dream.
He had a what?
A dream.
Tonight, God will come to you in a dream.
Amen.
Hey, I said, the only, you see, some of you, there are veils covering your eyes. But as I'm preaching, the Holy Ghost is cutting them away.
Amen.
You dream and you forget. It's like, as I did Mehuda, as my brother.
God's angels spoke in the dream.
God's angels came to him in a dream and spoke.
Joseph, son of David, do not hesitate.
Isn't that amazing that an angel will come to you in the dream and say, Akwesi, son of what? But may you have such an encounter.
Yeah.
Do not hesitate to get married to
Mary. And you see, a decision is about to be made over Mary's life. And it was through a dream. So probably Mary may think that Joseph just accepted the pregnancy. But she doesn't know that the decision for Joseph to accept the pregnancy was as a result of a dream he had in the vision of the night. So sometimes people make decisions concerning our life because of what God showed them. So sometimes when you are there, tell God to show your helpers dreams about you.
Amen.
Do you know that I will never take certain people for granted based on what God shows me about them? For instance, if God shows me that this girl will become a president, will I joke with her? Oh no, only my 10 cents, my father and I'm for. Why? Because I've seen the end from the beginning. But you see, many of us have parted ways with certain relations because we don't even know the end. But if God is to show you the end, you know how to begin with them.
Wow.
Another dream. Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. So realize that they were delivered because an angel said, don't use the same route you came with. Verse 13. 2 verse 13.
After the wise men were gone.
An
angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph.
You see, look at. So, you see, there is a correlation between dreams and angels.
Yeah.
You're not saying yes, girl.
Yes.
I will go.
No.
Maybe, do you know something? Angels can take the form of a pastor you know. Or a voice of a pastor you are familiar with, and they talk. So many of you saw me. It was not me. It was either God used an angel or the Holy Ghost used my face. And they were telling you things. How many of you have had dreams like that before? Like, you were there, and then it was like an accurate information, like, don't do this. One of my daughters, she said last week, she saw me in the dream. I said, be careful of this friend. It was God. Read up quickly.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Again, oh! The same Joseph before, in verse 12, an angel appeared. In verse 13, an angel appeared.
Get up and flee to Egypt with the child and his mother.
Hey! So maybe Jesus' deliverance was as a result of a dream. So some of you, maybe a building is about to collapse. And you have a dream before. Don't go there again. So all your friends will be saying, let's go. But you will say, we shouldn't go. And it will be a bantam. But the reason why they will go and die is because they have not seen what you saw. You see, our advantage of having the Holy Ghost are the things he shows us. Because he knows the end from the beginning. So when you sleep, he can come and show you this friend you are working with. He will change you. So be very careful. When you take his voice very serious, that's why he speaks to you the more. I realized that in our walk with the Holy Spirit, what makes him speak every day to you is your ability to hear and obey. Into a car, that's how we are. The next moment, he will come again. So by the time you realize, he'll be showing you things in life. May you have a dream tonight.
Amen.
Who had a dream and it's like God was showing something and it happened? Yeah. Wow. What was it?
I had a dream and one of my friends had an accident.
Mm.
So I told him to be careful.
No. Some weeks later. So if you are taking what you were saying serious, he wouldn't have had the accident. May you take your dream serious from today.
Yeah.
How many dreams, but you don't really take it serious? It is God who comes to you in a dream. Matthew chapter 2, verse 19.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 19. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.
Hey, I'm Abeka. Also, that also died. Give me a bye. Over the name of Mario Edin. Come on. Come on, I'm not Mario Katibi. When it twice is one day. You see, and you know, the reason why many of us, maybe probably I need to chip in this before we close. The reason why you don't have prophetic dreams is because what you feed your spirit before you sleep matters. What you watch before you sleep. Because any time, now don't forget, the eye is the entrance of the soul. Whatever your eye looks at, gives you give permission to your soul. You watch movie, people are kissing. But you know, crush your muscle. I've had several dreams and encounters because probably I was listening to a preaching and I fell asleep. So the spirit behind the message visited me. Everything we watch has a spirit. Those who act pornography, recently I saw a pornography actor who has repented. And anytime some of them repent, he comes and updates us. And if some of them die, he comes. One lady, pornography, she has committed suicide. Yes. Now we say, it is a spirit. It's a spirit. Because it is not normal for somebody to naked themselves. If I come and see them, you'll be in there. It's normal. Now it's alcohol here. Your twin sister, no. Because I'm just having fun. Fun. And it's a fun. It's a call. Matthew 2:22. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost and what?
Dreams.
The Holy Ghost and what?
Dreams.
May you have a dream tonight.
Amen.
Quickly.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 22. But when he learned that there was a new ruler.
Read Matthew 2:19.
Matthew chapter
2,
verse
19.
But when Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him, get up and take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel.
Wow. So realize that the angel came to give him an instruction. And I told you that in dreams, God can appear and give you what? Instructions, directions. So the angel appeared and said what?
Get up and take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Because those who were trying to kill the child were dead.
What a powerful dream. Uh-huh.
So Joseph returned immediately to the land of Israel.
Imagine you're about to have an exam. You're about to have an exam. So you realize that all the decision he took was as a result of a dream he had. So the wife was seeing angels. The husband was seeing dreams. What a family. Imagine you are a mother. A man say, "Ma, we are going for extra class." But when we say, "Oh, oh, die," and you are then you begin to mention all the names.
Amen.
You see, do you know some of you are able to fool your parents? The Holy Ghost does not show them anything. You don't even catch a man saying, "You touch her." I say, "Sir, if you are there, any boy say, 'Ma, when they make a call, we mess on the road, they will bring your But if you have a mother who sees things before you say that, oh, friend, I'm busy, I'm busy. No, not for us. Okay, so who friend me on? Oh, who's there, Beno? Oh, person called Gaza. Now, anybody say, no, no, can say, I'm a coach, yeah, Koda. How many want to become such parents? Do you know that sometimes I tell my brother all the time, man, me before I ask you questions twice, be very careful. If I ask you a question one, and I start and say, "Are you sure?" The moment "Are you sure?" comes, just say, "Papa, here." Like, I wonder why people are born. And you see, never be, not just prophets or pastors, never be bold to lie to. You see, if you're a girl, you should be able to catch a guy who's cheating. You don't need a dream. You can even smell it if somebody's fornicating. Yeah. Oh, but, but you know the funny thing, some of you have dreams and angels are all over, but you don't see, because Jacob said, "So God was here and I knew not." May you have a dream.
Amen.
May the Holy Ghost visit you today.
Amen.
And show you mighty things about your life.
Amen.
Do you know that some of you, what will let you stop fornicating is a dream? Yes. So you say a normal girl. It's a baby. A baby in the realm. See, Mamin Kasa.
Rich.
Any guy you see, you let him kiss you. Any guy you see, you let him press your breast. Until God appears to you and an angel says, "That was highly favored." Like Mary. Do you think after that dream or that encounter with the angel, Mary could have behaved anyhow? She couldn't. Because this angel Michael, and the angel said, "I am Michael. I stand before God." Do you know what it means for an angel to say, "Me, you are living in here because God has not given you a special vision concerning your life. If God is to show you who you are to become, there are people you don't even be friends. Now, may I be preacher, not beg one, so who may told that? Oh, apostle, why the woman to her? Say, may I be bearing that? May I tell with him, me na who may talk? For what? Even such a person, will you believe what I'm preaching? But they will talk as what? Then he says, Marilyn, your buttocks, it has reduced. So one man said, "What do you say? I can say, I can talk." What do you say? "That's what is shit." Of course. May you flee from fornication.
Amen.
Matthew 27, verse 19. I'm closing soon. Dreams. Say the Holy Ghost and dreams.
The Holy Ghost and dreams.
Matthew 27, verse 19.
Uh-huh.
Just then, as Pilate was sitting on the
judgment,
judgment seat.
Now, you see, he was about to pass a judgment, and God visited Pilate's wife. So that influenced the decision he was even about to make about Jesus. Uh-huh.
His wife sent him this message.
Uh-huh.
"Leave that innocent man
alone. Leave that innocent man alone.
I suffered through a terrible nightmare about him last night."
Uh-huh.
"Meanwhile, the leading priest..."
The woman had a dream about Jesus. And she came and told her husband, "Be very careful." Imagine your husband doesn't know, but you dream as a wife. Babe.
Yes.
Babe. No. I'm my best. I had a dream. And the same Matao. how he left home. God shows you everything. So when you look at this night, it begins to play out exactly as you saw it. Wouldn't you tell him? And wouldn't you save your home? The Kintampo waterfall incident, a prophet prophesied, they ignored it. The student died by heart. You remember some years ago? Kintampo waterfalls. Some of you, before your roommate dies or anything happens to them, God should be able to show it to you.
Amen.
Do you know why? God says that I suffer a man to stand in a gap that I may not destroy. So that means destruction comes when God doesn't find people. So in your room, in your family, even if you are not all serious, you should be the serious one God can talk to. You should be the serious one. Don't decide to be part of them. Decide to be different from them. So that at least God can find expression through you, through your eyes, through your sleep. Before you sleep, maybe probably your brother is going for an interview. You tell them what to wear. Because in the spirit, spirits are attracted to colors. Yeah. Genesis 20 verse 3. Are you being blessed? Are you being blessed?
Yes.
Shout the Holy Ghost and dreams.
The Holy Ghost and dreams.
Genesis 20 verse 3.
But one night.
One night.
God came to Abimelech in a dream and told him.
Do you know that this king was about to sleep with Abraham's wife? And God came to warn him. Read on.
A dead man.
Look at what God. Read it again. How many people are God like that? Because society chase other people's fathers. Come. You see, let me take this opportunity. If you are dating somebody's father, I'm telling you, if you know the tears of a crying wife, you're not even there somebody's husband. What with the book of the Revelation? How angels gather people's tears. Now, Winty will be Papa Ellen and my own baby brother's cabral. And they shed tears. A wife that's not sleep because of you. Now, let's see what God did in a dream.
Genesis chapter 20, verse 3.
But one night.
God
came to. Sending audio. Nah. Mean to me. Put him in his position. Let me say this. Hello?
Why?
Don't let the 1,000, the 2,000 he's giving you make you forget about your own future. One day you also want to settle down. Yeah, baby, 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 settle. Just a poom. Maybe you would have to marry a spiritual husband. Then you hold it. Yes, God honors the tears of every crying wife. Let no man put aside what God has put together. God becomes the fighter of every woman against every side check. That's how many young girls are dying by heart. Kidney, lung failure, liver failure. And God will make sure that a sickness no amount of money can cure is what will chase you.
My God.
Listen this semester. Our year of expert, make pretty worse. I can't do without. I can't do without. You can't do without. When you enter hell, let's see whether you have sex there. When you enter hell, let's see whether you have sex there. Matthew 27 verse 19, quickly. Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
How many want God to show you dreams? Yes. Keep on quickly. Genesis 20 verse 3.
But one night.
Somebody say night. So the Lord can come to you in a dream by night. By afternoon, by day, as far as you are asleep, he can come to you. Visions can be whilst you are awake, God can be showing you. Or trance can be, maybe you just dozed off and you went into it and you came back.
Amen.
What do you think? Quickly.
God came to Abimelech in a dream. And
God came to Abimelech, what is your name? Elsie, around Lucy. God came to Elsie in a dream.
And told him, you are a dead man, for that woman you took is married. But Abimelech,
so now God is even against people who chase married people. For the woman you took is what?
Married.
So everyone who takes people's husband and people's wives, you are a dead woman. And I'm not making that. I'll read it again.
But one night, God came to Abimelech and told him, you are a dead man, for the woman you took is married.
Now, young boy, who will be my mother? Yes.
But Abimelech had not yet slept with her. So he
you see, maybe Abimelech was preparing to sleep and God came. He was lucky. Abi, read it again. Louder, so that everybody can hear. Send me back. You see, some of you may say, oh Lord, I didn't know. So now God is making you know. So when you go there, when he kills you, when your spirit rises, I told you so. What to tell you, huh?
But Abimelech had not yet slept with her.
Mm.
So he said, Lord, would you kill an innocent man?
He didn't know. He didn't know, but God made him know. So you see, God makes you know things through dreams. God makes you know things. The things you don't know physically, God can come to you spiritually. Do you know that some people woke up just knowing mass? They didn't know mass. After they prayed, they slept, woke up and they knew everything. We see such encounters. Israel then call after to the God will come to you. Genesis 40 verse 8. Quickly. 40 verse 8. I'm giving you more scriptures about dreams. That God is a giver of dreams. What do you think?
Genesis chapter 40 verse 8.
Uh-huh.
And they replied, we both had dream last night.
Wow. You remember this is Joseph, right? The butler and then whatever. And one dream led him to die. Another dream led him to a promotion. So dream can show whether you're about to die. Yes. One had a dream, but he didn't know that the interpretation of the dream was Chalubu. Another person's dream was, we're about to come out of the prison and you're going to be promoted. Wow. May the Holy Ghost show. You see, if somebody's about to die and if it's not their time, may God show it to you.
Amen.
Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. I'm ending. Numbers 12, verse 6.
Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. And the Lord said to them, now listen to what I say. If there were prophets among you, I, the Lord, will reveal myself in visions.
In visions. So God reveals himself through visions and
dreams.
How many want to see God? May you have a dream.
Amen.
How many realize that I'm just preaching it casually, but it's one of the most deepest message ever. When the Holy Ghost shows you things, you wake up and you know what to do. I think 1 Kings, the chapter 4. The most wisest king apart from Jesus became, Solomon became the most wisest because of a dream he had. So, depending on the kind of dream you have, do you know that people have dreams, somebody injected them and they woke up with HIV? Oh yeah, as a pastor I can tell you. Many people got their sicknesses through dreams. They woke up, they were eating, they woke up, they had, and so now, their sickness, their bodies deteriorated, said everybody. Yes. Don't take your dreams lightly. If you have a dream and you don't get it, seek for interpretation. Like the butler, they were in prison. They didn't take it lightly. They went to the one who could interpret it. Now, Joseph is a typology of the Holy Ghost. Anytime he gives you, now the Holy Ghost sometimes speaks in parables. Jesus, remember? Jesus, another name for the Holy Ghost is Jesus Unlimited. Or let me say, he is the ghost of Jesus. When Jesus was on earth, he spoke in parables. And the disciples will go to him and he will interpret it. Do you get it? So there are times the Holy Ghost can show you a dream using trees and animals. And he's talking to you like the king had a dream and he could not interpret it. It was Daniel who came to interpret it. Now, so there are some of you actually had a dream. You were in the car. It may mean something else. So when you wake up, after writing the dream down, you pray and you lie on your bed. The interpretation will come. That's how it is. How many had a dream and you were confused? I said, "Who nitin and nai?" I said, "The night you have." Yes. The moment you sit down, the Holy Ghost begins to arrange them and shows you this is it. That is it. Because all Joseph's dream. How can you dream and everybody's? I mean, what was the dream?
Genesis 37.
Now, when you had a dream. Now let's look at some of the dreams so that we pray. Some of you tonight, you're going to lay hands on yourself. I'm not going to touch anybody. You're going to pray that, Father, from today, show me dreams.
Amen.
Holy Ghost, reveal dreams to me. You don't like the prayer?
Genesis chapter 37, verse 5. One night, Joseph had a dream.
One night, say one night.
One night.
Today is going to be one of those nights.
Amen.
Hey, you're able to see me.
Amen.
Silas, imagine when you have a dream, you know the one to marry.
My God.
Ah. Now, you don't propose to every lady. You propose to that lady. Because God has shown you the woman. And God can show it to you.
Amen.
Amen. What's yeah. What they tell me 15 women? And then who? And I what? Uh-huh.
and promptly reported the details to his brothers, causing him to hate him.
Now, when he had a dream, he went and told the brothers who did not understand spiritual things. Now, who met him? He prayed for. Now, the man was so nice. He said, "Okay, I'm not super." What's the sound? And then me who said also that I'm not so tired, so I said, "We'll be too quiet." Instead of you to go to the one who showed you the dream, you're asking somebody who has had the Holy Ghost. Let's be honest. Somebody who had a dream and you ask a roommate, tell him so that even maintain us here. But so that not Kwaba so me. Hey! No roommate just say, hey! Kwaba! Kwaba! Wow, wow! You're not going to do for? I see they are the ones who showed you the dream. My God. Tonight, God will show some of you dreams. And then also Gravana. Let me close. Amen. I read up.
Listen to this dream he announced. We were out in the field trying to.
Now look at Joseph's dream. We were out in the field,
trying to tie up some bundles of grain. My bundle stood up, and then your.
Now look at his dream. His bundle stood up,
and my bundle stood up, and then your bundles gathered all around mine and laid low before it. So the brothers asked, "Are you going to be our king?"
So they knew that if his bundle stirs and theirs bow, it means that they are bound to a king. So they have seen a king, but the guy didn't look like a king. But God showed him in the vision that he was going to become a king. So that's why the guy lived in a certain way. Dreams are very important. Rise on your feet. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Lay your hands on your head. Number one, you are praying against spiritual blindness. You're going to walk about, say, Father.
Father.
Shout Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Louder, louder. Shout Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus. Touch my eyes
and deliver me
from the spirit of blindness. Say, Father,
Father,
I bind
any spirit.
I sense the power of God now. Say, Father,
Father,
I bind
any spirit
of blindness and any dream spirit. Now, you see, there are some of you dream and you forget. So you are binding any spirit that makes you dream and forget.
Amen.
And you are binding any spirit that doesn't want you to dream.
Amen.
And number three, Holy Spirit, reveal to me. Now I open up my spirit. Channel your messages through my dreams.
Amen.
Talk to me through my dreams.
Amen.
May my dreams become prophetic.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and pray. You can move about. Bind any spirit of bad dreams. You dream and you forget. Bind it. Walk about and pray. Lift up your voice. Come on. You will not forget your dreams again. The Holy Ghost will show you things. Father, touch my eyes and show me in the dream of the night things you want me to know. Instructions, your will. Can you lift up your voice? 2 minutes more. Curse anything that causes you to dream and forget, and declare that spiritual blindness is no more your portion. Let my ears begin to hear. Let my spirit begin to capture as you reveal in the name of Jesus. Pray for the next 1 minute right now. Lay your hands on your eyes. Come on. Lift up your voice. Come on, lift up your voice. My Father, in my dreams, show me what the enemy is plotting. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. May the Lord show you what the enemy is plotting against you. Your mother, your father. You will see it in a dream. God will show it to you. Amen. I feel like some of you are not praying it from your heart. May the Lord reveal to you His will for your life. Number two, may the Lord give you an instruction. Number three, may the Lord give you a revelation about what Satan is doing.
Amen.
Evil plots.
Amen.
Evil agendas.
Amen.
May the Lord show it to you.
Amen.
What could have been a surprise may be revealed to you.
Amen.
Say, Father,
Father,
reveal to me,
what the enemy is
doing.
Reveal to me,
what is the cause. Reveal to us the cause of our problems, the cause of evil. Show us in our dreams what is happening in the spirit realm. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus, can you come a bit closer? I want this oil to touch everybody. No. You stand there. Those in the circle stand there. But when I sprinkle it, you just tap it and you anoint your eyelid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many of you, the Holy Ghost, I don't have time to lay hands on everybody here. Today, the plan was for us to pray much, but unfortunately, we couldn't. But probably, God will on Monday, we can dedicate Monday and Thursday into serious prayer. What do you think? What do you think? So I'm going to sprinkle the oil. It touches to any part of your body. Just touch it. You anoint your eye. Then you move about. Then you begin to pray. Okay. One of my method fish I have. Like fish I have. That salmon, they added into you can see. If it touches you, just do as I said. What the Bianca no? Bianca, the power of the Holy Ghost is here. Touch your eyes. Now touch your eyes like this. Good. Now pray in the Holy Ghost. Let it be louder, louder, louder. Some of your eyes, He is touching your eyes right now. Say in the Holy Ghost, come on. Come on, come on. Your eyes will see. You will dream dreams. You will see dreams. Yes, come on, lift up your voice. 30 seconds more. I'm going to go to the hospital. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From today, no more blindness.
Amen.
Put your hands on your eye. No more blindness.
Amen.
No more blindness.
Amen.
No more blindness.
Amen.
Your eyes are covered with visions.
Amen.
I declare right now.
Lord.
May the Lord begin to show you dreams.
Amen.
And visions.
Amen.
Things he has been wanting to show you, beginning from tonight, may your eyes begin to see.
Amen.
May you see the will of God for your life.
Amen.
May you see the future.
Amen.
Whatever the enemy is doing against your life, may the Holy Ghost reveal it to you.
Amen.
By the count of seven, open, lay your hands on your eyes. Open your heart. One, a wind will blow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. May your eyes be anointed.
Amen.
May your eyes be anointed.
Amen.
No more dream and forget.
Amen.
You remember everything.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I declare from today, let this oil be a mark.
Amen.
That your dream life is untouchable.
Amen.
No more wet dreams.
Amen.
No more sleeping with people
Amen.
In your dreams.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Evil connection with underworld, marine spirit, it is broken.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
You are delivered.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit show you things.
Amen.
May he show you things.
Amen.
Even in your academics.
Amen.
May he show you things.
Amen.
Be loose right now.
Amen.
Be free right now.
Amen.
Be healed now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Clap hands for Jesus. Every eye closed, every head bow. You are here. You have not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You're not sure of your salvation. You're not sure if you die, you'll go to heaven. Give me a wave wherever you are. I want to pray for you. You're not sure if you die, you'll go to heaven. Give me a wave. Just wave your hands. Amazing. Come. Stand with me. Yes. Wave, wave. I want to pray for you. The greatest dream every man would want to have, just let the person stand there. The greatest dream you should wish to have is to see heaven. You know, some of you, if you see heaven and hell, you will not even fornicate again. One day, somebody woke up sweating at the whole rapture. If it was a sign, all those who want to surrender their lives, say with me, dear Lord Jesus. Say it louder,
dear Lord Jesus.
I come to just as I am. Have mercy upon me. Wash me with your blood. Forgive me of all my sins. And write my name in the book of life. From today, I renounce my ways and I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. All those who couldn't sleep from tonight, you sleep like a baby.
Amen.
Or you can bring back the money people owe your mother.
Amen.
Don't joke with the declarations of the man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. And all those who don't have money to spend for the weekends, heaven will come through for you.
Amen.
It is a week of the mighty hand of
God.
Yeah. And may the hand, mighty hand of the Lord work, you know, stir somebody's heart for you.
Amen.
Yeah. Somebody may be there. Ah, ask what you'll be seeing through.
Amen.
It is the hand of the Lord.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through His servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Inyaba Charles.